Okay, Valerie, so first off, thanks for coming on. It's great to have you.
Thank you.
We've got you on because your son, Alex, has come up with the idea of Alex's surprise box. But before we go into that, tell us a wee bit about Alex first.
Yep. Well, Alex is a 7-year-old boy, and he has a 3-year-old brother who he's mad about. Growing up, Alex would have had different wee periods of sickness. I would have put it down to just wee tummy bugs. But looking back now, from he's had a diagnosis of Crohn's, I realise that he maybe had flare-ups of Crohn's on and off from he's been at least 3 years old. He would have been admitted to hospital once in 2016, quite sick. Seemed to have a very severe tummy bug, and he would have had swelling around his face and lips. The medical staff, it wasn't really sure what was wrong with him at that stage. And then he was admitted back to hospital again in January 2017. But it was only then, in about March, we met a paediatrician in Alton Galvin, Dr. McCord, and he suspected that maybe Alex had Crohn's, and alongside that a rarer form of Crohn's known as oral facial granulomatosis.
How has Alex been coping with all this? As you say, he's only 7. How's he doing now?
He's brilliant. He's took it all in his stride. Initially, after his diagnosis, he was put in a liquid diet for 8 weeks. So he would have been drinking 6 milkshakes a day to give his wee system a rest and a chance to recover a bit.
Yeah.
I know Crohn's can't be cured, but it can be managed if treated well.
Now, Alex, he has come up with this wee surprise box.
Yeah.
It's something he came up with when he was being treated in hospital, wasn't it?
Yes, yes. Well, it all come about, really. The medication that Alex is on has to be monitored. His bloods have to be monitored quite closely.
Mm-hmm.
But whenever his bloods are being taken, usually then he's offered a sticker or a bravery certificate. But for Alex, from June, he's had his bloods took that many times. The novelty of getting a sticker has worn off. We were in Belfast one day at a wee review meeting with the gastroenterology team. When he was getting his bloods took, the magic cream that we usually put on for some reason that day just didn't seem to have the same effect as it usually would. And it was quite painful on that occasion having the bloods took.
Yeah.
And Alex seemed to be in a bit of discomfort. But as soon as they had taken the blood, right away a nice nurse had produced a surprise box, and it was something that we had never seen before.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really just a box full of wee key rings and colouring pencils and wee packs of cards and wee small value items.
Aye, and then did he just get to pick whatever one he wanted and take it?
Yeah, he spent a good bit of time but looking and poking through the box, and eventually picked out a wee pack of cards. But going from feeling the pain of having the bloods took till being distracted to have to choose a wee gift was just brilliant. And then instead of leaving the hospital sad and sore, he left the hospital all excited. He couldn't wait to get into the car then to play with his wee pack of cards.
And now he's kind of decided to bring his own Alex's surprise box up here, isn't it?
Yes. He had said then on the road, wouldn't it be quite nice, Mummy, if Oma Hospital had a surprise box so that whenever children get their bloods, they would get a surprise.
As part of this year, you and Alex's school have been fundraising and things for the surprise box.
Well, initially we were coming up with ideas, you know, of how we were going to raise the money for the surprise box.
Yeah.
And we initially went and approached Oma County Primary School and spoke to the principal, Mrs. Funston, and talked to her about the idea.
Uh-huh.
And she thought it was great and wanted the school to come on board to help Alex out with it. So on the last day of school before Christmas, there was a no-school uniform day.
Uh-huh.
And all the children brought in £1 each, and £250 was raised from that.
Brilliant.
And we took a table at the school Christmas craft fair, and me and Alex had sold tattoos for £1 each. And sold some Christmas crafts, and it not only raised a bit of money, it raised awareness.
Yeah.
We also met a man, Ian Danton, who would be the manager of Tesco in Enniskillen, and he thought the idea was great and had promised us that Tesco would help out in regards to the box.
Uh-huh.
So he got us in contact with Tesco's community champion, a lady, Martina Reynolds.
Yeah.
Had a second-hand book table in Tesco designated to Alex's surprise box. So there was almost £600 raised at that table in the month of January.
Got that.
We've raised now a total of £925 at the time of handing the box over to the hospital.
I'm sure the hospital themselves too are extremely grateful for the surprise box idea and the money and everything.
I actually had Alex back at the hospital yesterday giving his bloods. Him and the wee brother were so excited to get going to the hospital yesterday because they were chatting in the car going to the hospital, you know, what were they going to get out of the surprise box?
Aye.
And when we were at the hospital, the staff, the nurses, were all congratulating Alex and talking about the benefits of the box to date. The box is in place now about 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And they're using, within the box, we had put wee bubbles.
Yeah.
And some of the nurses are maybe blowing bubbles as a distraction for children that maybe are a wee bit more anxious.
Isn't that lovely? Like a lovely wee idea just to distract the weans.
Yes, or they're using the box, you know, nearly as a bit of encouragement, you know, for a child that's anxious. If you, you know, sit up and get your bloods, you know, look at this lovely box, you'll be able to pick something out of it afterwards.
Yeah.
All the children now that get the bloods at Oma Acute Hospital are leaving, you know, with a wee gift in their hands and leaving with a wee smile on their face.
So you're bound to be proud of Alex.
Yes, I'm really, really proud of him. And I know from we have handed the box over, it's been highlighted quite a lot.
Yeah.
In the papers and on the Western Health and Social Care Trust website. We're still getting donations in so that we can keep adding to the box. Alex belongs to a wee local boys' brigade group in Mountjoy.
Yeah.
And they have been in contact to see if they, you know, can lift money at their parents' night now at the end of the month. And the money from that will also go towards the box. So we're helping maintain the box now that it's been set up.
Well, is there anything else you would like to add before we finish up, Valerie?
Well, I suppose just the medical staff that Alex has come into contact with, both in Oma Acute Hospital and at the Royal Victoria Hospital for Sick Children and in Alton McGalvin. We have had great support from all the medical team surrounding Alex and Oma County Primary School. I can't praise them enough for the support that they have given Alex and local community for coming together and donating towards the box for Tesco to take it on board and to do something like that for Oma Hospital. I just can't thank everyone enough.